Ryan Auger, brought to you by the National Guard, and I'm Allison Steele, the Night Bird.
What's the point in getting high to find out that your soul is crying out? Don't take the view. You have it all within yourself.
Oblivion Express from his current album. And there's two titles. I don't care about the heartaches part. I only care about the happiness part because it gives so many people a lot of happiness. And I'm going to give you a lot of happiness because Brian Auger is right here in the studio with me today. Welcome, Brian. And it's just amazing to me that you've been one of your most fervent fans for so many years, and I've just never run into you. Maybe it's that.
Well, it's a, you know.
And I was prepared for...
Great pity, let me say.
I was prepared for a mature man.
You were?
Maybe even almost middle-aged. I mean, all I can remember from almost the first day I've been at that station, you know, WNEW, 11 years.
Right.
And all I can remember is Brian Auger albums. I mean,
We've been kind of hanging in there for a few years.
You certainly have. You must have started at about 3.
Yes, I did, yeah.
Very young. Was the Trinity your first group?
No, I played in various bands before that. The first thing that kind of was of any consequence was the Steam Packet.
Oh, of course. Rod Stewart was in the Steam Packet.
Rod Baldry. Stewart, Baldry, mm-hmm. Julie.
Yeah, one of the most prestigious of all the early rock groups.
That's right. Unfortunately, because the managers kind of argued about what label the material should be released on, you know, we never actually made any albums,
isn't
which is a great shame, you know. But
that's amazing for a group who never made albums, and yet it's so much a part of the musical history. Everybody knows, you know, anybody who's knowledgeable knows about it.
Right. It's amazing that that there's been so much kind of feedback. A lot of people ask me about that band all the time. It's kind of like one of those ones, you know.
Legend. That's it. Legend.
Well, I mean, maybe that's not for me to say, but there you go. You know.
No question. So you took Julie
mm-hmm.
and went out on your own to form the Trinity.
Right.
Who was the third?
The third band was Oblivion Express, in fact.
No, the third person in the Trinity.
Third person in the Trinity. Well, there was myself, Clive Thacker on drums,
mm-hmm.
Dave Ambrose on bass.
That was it, Dave Ambrose.
And it's funny because after the Steam Packet, Rod tried to kind of do a spin-off Steam Packet.
Yes.
And so that was an amazing band too because there was Dave Ambrose on mm-hmm. bass, there was mm-hmm. Pete Green, there was mm-hmm. Mick Fleetwood on drums, there was Rod himself, and a couple of other people I can't kind of call
to mind.
What
was that band called?
That was called Shotgun Express.
That's right, of course. As a matter of fact, I was talking to Mick Fleetwood about a week ago, just about that.
Right.
That's amazing. Now, I'll tell you, I had a complaint. I'm sure you get a lot of it, and I wonder how you handle it. Someone said to me last night they saw you and you were dynamite, but you didn't play. I mean, he was waiting for the old stuff. I mean, people expect that after so many years you'll still be playing Red Beans and Rice bumping on Sunset compared
right.
to what?
Right.
How do you handle that kind of thing? I mean, the audience and the fans, in a way, want you to stand still.
They do. It's a very difficult kind of line to walk along because, you know, I'm committed with Oblivion Express anyway. Mm-hmm. The idea of Oblivion Express and where the name came from was this, was that I wanted to put a band on the road, having just gone through the kind of star trip and said, well, okay, we've done that now. I see what that's all about. Now, I've had that. I just want a band to play music. I made a commitment to myself. I said, what I want to do is I want to play. I want to play for as long as I possibly can, for the rest of my life, if I can, you know. My idols being, you know, kind of American jazz musicians. And so, I mean, those guys, they just keep on forever. But, I mean, I'd like
you
to do
Blake,
that.
You'd be Blake, 94, right?
Right. You know,
okay.
Duke Ellington, and need I say any more. So Oblivion Express was an attempt to put a band on the road that would be open enough to allow me to improvise, mm-hmm. you know, as much as possible. And that's the area in which I would grow as a musician, mm-hmm. And allow everybody else to kind of stretch too that was in the band. And I wanted everybody to contribute their things. It didn't need to be kind of commercial situation. I just wanted to go for what I was after, to find me. And as we were wading against the kind of tide of the commercial situations, I thought, well, what's an appropriate, what can I call this band? I thought, Oblivion Express.
Here you come,
it's the
right,
quickest
yeah.
way to kind of...
Well, it was a good choice, and I don't know, no matter what you'd have called it, I think you'd have still achieved, you know, the tremendous popularity, which you could have hardly avoided, Brian, no matter what you did. I'm going to take a moment here for this message.
This land is made up of people, just plain people of the state. Just plain people helping people is what makes the country great. God belongs to the people. People are the national guard. Just plain people helping people. Get a little hard. God belongs. God belongs. God belongs to us all. Maybe you belong in the God. Maybe you belong.
The Army Guard's career training gives you a big head start in the job field. Find out about it. Call us toll-free at 800-638-7600. That's 800-638-7600.
This is the Night Bird, Allison Steele for the National Guard, and our guest today, Brian Auger. Oblivion Express from Happiness, Heartaches, and Never Gonna Come Down, which is a nice thought. But Brian has come down long enough to visit here in the studio, and I'm delighted to say that. I feel almost awed. I feel a presence of musical history with you here in this room, Brian.
What can I say? I mean, musical history, well, we do go back a fair... It's funny, man, because when I think of it now, I mean, I just go out there and I play, mm-hmm. and it seems... of only a very short time ago that we went into the studio to make that first album, Open,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And a part of the growth, of course, as a musician is that you can't really sit with anything, you know, too long. And it has been years now, you know. So I've got to push into new material and explore new ground because there's millions of people, you know, who are out there too, and they're all doing it to death, you know.
How many albums has Oblivion Express done now?
Oblivion Express has made
six, I think, isn't it? Six or
it's
seven.
It's more than that. I gave 9 albums to RCA.
Wow.
And
time flies, yeah.
Our one for Warner Brothers right
yes,
now,
yeah.
That's 10, and we made 3 for Polydor, in fact, you know, which were the early three albums.
Now, I never realized, yeah, okay. You have grown considerably, and also you were very avant-garde. I mean, you were out with jazz-oriented rock long before anybody else thought of it. Have you seen that much difference now in the reception of the band than you did before? I mean, is it very apparent to you?
Oh, yes, because, you see, I started to make this kind of music. The Trinity was a definite attempt to make that bridge, to put that bridge in place, because I realized that the information that the rock scene needed was harmonic information.
Absolutely.
Harmony.
Absolutely.
Because they were playing 3 or 4 chords and that was it. And I wanted to make a step.
Yeah, there was no structure to the music.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. would allow them to get from where they were into that kind of information. There were two ways to do it. There was either you either did it from the classical side or you did it from the jazz side.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been into jazz. ELP, yes.
I was going to say, yeah, Keith Emerson did it from the classical.
They did it from the classical side. So that's really what happened, you know.
Mm. And those Trinity albums were definitely a statement because I think in a way you included a third structure and that was the big band sound.
Oh, yeah, we did do some arrangements early on to kind of put,
oh,
you know, do that too.
Oh, they certainly were. We're going to take a moment here for this word.
The God belongs to the people. People are the national God. Just plain people helping people when things get a little hard. The God belongs.
How'd you like to get paid for learning something that can do you a lot of good? In the Army National Guard, you can learn any one of 400 career skills, like electronics, communications, and civil engineering. You'll be trained at the same technical schools used by the regular Army, and you'll be earning regular Army pay. After graduation, you'll be assigned to an Army Guard unit near your home. And for 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks a year, you'll practice what you've learned. And you'll be making some good money. How's $50 for 1 weekend? Find out about the Army National Guard. Call toll-free 800-638-7600.
Here is Brian Auger's Oblivion Express from Happiness Heartaches.
Thank you.
Happiness, Heartaches, Oblivion Express, the current album from Brian Auger, and consistently good quality, as all of his things are. I have the feeling that if you want to, you can write a commercial hit, and you haven't.
I think that, you know, it's very difficult to say that, you know, to just say, I'm going to sit down and write a hit. It isn't that simple.
No, I just have a feeling that you're...
I think if we wanted to pursue that tack and stick at it, yeah, I'm sure that, you know, eventually we could come up with something. Right. But
wouldn't it be worthwhile? Look at Fleetwood Mac. I mean, they went along for so many years. They had 9 albums, all of them every bit as good as the one that got them the, you know. And then just one hit, one song that had a little extra slice of commercialism, and then now everything they make is gold, you know.
Yeah.
You could do that.
I suppose I could, you know, if I really wanted to get down into that groove and do that. I suppose if I really wanted to do it, I would have done it.
You don't care.
It doesn't really matter. You see, it depends what... People say, well, I hope you're going to... You know, I wish you every success. Well, to me...
You've had it.
You know, I'm satisfied. I mean, I get up there. If we... The whole thing about playing for me is this, is that we had no product last year at all. We put no albums out.
No.
Nothing. Because we were in between contracts, so nothing happened. I still went out and toured. We still drew enough people to kind of keep our heads above water, you know, without too many problems. I feel it that where I'm at, I like to play live. That's where the satisfaction is for me. I like to grow. That's, you know, really where the whole thing lies. I think that is great. If anything should happen, if we get a hit or something goes, well, that's jam on top of the situation.
Okay.
So there you go. You know.
Here's a well-adjusted gentleman. We're going to take a moment for this message.
The God belong. The God belong.
Don't let your military experience go to waste. Your special skills and know-how can make you a valuable member of the Army National Guard. You can probably come in at your old pay grade. And you get insurance benefits, retirement, even PX privileges. Find out more about the Army Guard. Call us toll-free at 800-638-7600.
We're going to hear from the band again. Brian Auger's Oblivion Express Backstreet Bible Class. You think that's easy to say? Say it 3 times fast. Brian, it was really marvelous meeting you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Brian Auger, and this is The Nightbird. Allison Steele for the National Guard, the most important part-time job in America.